Okay, pragmatics is a higher level, right? You've got semantics, you have your utterance meaning, which is like, I don't know, she shut the door, right?
Yeah.
Now that has absolutely no meaning outside of context.
Yeah.
So that's your utterance meaning. Then you have your expression meaning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she shut the door, if you said that in a church, it would have a meaning for the church, it would have a specific meaning.
Okay.
Now, the pragmatics is the next level of... we don't study pragmatics, I don't know. But there's another level of meaning, a broader level of meaning.
Okay.
Right? Like you said, the living in a tent would be something more along the lines of to our particular culture.
Are you doing straight linguistics degree?
Yeah.
Third year?
Oh, second year.
Second year.
It's a third, I'm doing third year subjects, but yeah.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
When I saw semantics, I just couldn't resist.
That's good. Well, at least it's good about the degree, you don't have to do them.
That's right, yeah. So some of those second year subjects are really boring.
So what have you done? What else did you do in the semester?
Conversation analysis and Chinese.
Oh, you're Chinese?
Yeah.
That's cool. Did you study at school or?
No, I have no Chinese experience except for
English. That's cool. So is it your second year Chinese?
Second year Chinese, yeah.
Is it easy or
it's
like
hard?
Because I want to learn an Asian language, but like the characters is what makes me kind of.
I find the characters are the easiest part.
Really?
If you practice them, yeah. Because you can bring your own, you can think of them as in English.
Yeah. Do you recognize them, or do you like actually look at the pictures and get a meaning from them, or do you just?
What's interesting is when you talk Chinese, there's so many homonyms and holographs in there that you have to think of the character to get the meaning.
Really?
Yeah, like you think you someone says something and you go, oh, which guo? And you think of the character, you go, ah, that guo.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, well, that's what I found anyway.
Because I've been looking at other languages that I want to learn, and I just keep thinking that. Like something with another script would be cool, but really difficult. But I don't know.
Yeah, I found it really difficult. Like as an example, this is the one we had before. Was I saw Jed, my mate Jed, right? He's doing Spanish, and I saw his textbook, and it's like El Presidente and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's so like it's good.
Compared to that to Chinese, it's like it's a very difficult.
Because I'm doing Spanish. So,
oh really? Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, I wish I'd done Spanish.
It's very easy because there's so many similarities.
Yeah, I know.
And the writing's obviously the same. There's so many words that are identical.
Yeah, you don't need to learn a whole new way of writing.
Yeah,
like, oh,
it's
right.
Convenient.
Yeah.
And then if you don't know the end, just put an O on the end. And
yeah.
We used to try that all the time in Spanish class.
Okay. It seems like it's English with an accent.
Yeah, it works sometimes.
I reckon it would work actually.
So have you always been a Brizzy boy, or?
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm initially up from North Queensland.
Oh, whereabouts?
Little town called Illarish.
No, I don't know
Do you know where Cairns is?
Yeah.
Do you ever heard of the town Tully?
Yeah. So did you live there, did you say? Or like?
Yeah, I've lived there. I actually did my first degree in Townsville, so I've sort of had a lot of experience of being in North Queensland. Well, not a lot, some.
I've been to Townsville. Wasn't that fond of it.
I didn't like it either. I didn't like Townsville.
I didn't want to like bag it before. You're like, oh yeah, I loved it. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It's too, too boring.
There's not much there.
There's nothing there.
A couple of rooms and an aquarium.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
There for some sporting thing a few years ago, but there's.
I think there's a nice beach, but you can't swim because of the stingers.
I was talking to someone about that the other day. That there's some really beautiful beaches up north.
Mm.
But you can't swim in them.
That's right, yeah. Same with the rivers. You can't go in the rivers. You might get eaten by crocodiles.
Yeah. I was considering doing my teaching, my next prac up at Weeper.
Oh, really?
But I was like, it'd be awesome. There's some amazing places. But I was like, it'd be stinking hot and you shouldn't swim anywhere. Any place you can swim, they advertise is the pool.
Yeah.
Crocodiles, stingers, sharks.
Yes. And the mosquitoes too. Don't forget about
that. Oh, yeah. Especially summertime.
So, are you doing a teaching degree, are you?
The both. I'm doing linguistics and teaching.
Oh, cool. They go together really, really well. I've been using my linguistics for my time. I teach guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got a degree in music.
Oh, nice. So, the one you got at Townsville.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's good. It kind of complements together well, I guess. It's some of the structural things aren't great, like with prac and subject lengths and things like that. They can be a bit out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's handy because linguistics goes towards a lot of like English major and things
like
that.
Yeah, it would, definitely, yeah.
But, so did you major in your music degree? Was it just music or was it music and education? Or?
No, just music. I majored in guitar.
So did you classical guitar?
Yeah.
Or? Wow, that's really cool.
And since then I've been learning improvisation, which is where my semantics come in.
Nice.
Because the, learning using rules to be creative.
I really love listening to classical guitar. My friend's dad in high school was classical guitar.
Oh, really?
It's really beautiful. It looks some of it even looks complicated though. Like, they make it look so easy, but just watching them, it's
yeah,
pretty cool.